You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we're going to get back to the Tigers. The Tigers voodoo. We all saw it last night in the 10th inning.
Blood necklaces.
But before we get back to that, so Dan Campbell has to move because fans found out where he lives.
Exactly. He's moving to a more private area. Hopefully they don't. I mean,
I hate that.
The scary thing is, I mean, somebody's going to find out where he lives next, unfortunately, probably wherever he goes,
so
right?
Just showing up and knocking on his door?
That's what it sounds like.
That sucks. Listen, you can love the guy. You can have respect for the guy. I don't care if you hate the guy.
Boundaries.
Leave people alone.
Yeah, boundaries. When
he's
goes
a football
home.
Coach, you want to rip his ass? Do it on the radio. You want to salute him? Do it on the radio. He doesn't need your wife's favorite bundt cake. Doesn't need to happen. That sucks, man.
Yeah, it does. All right.
Kenny, thanks. I blame you.
He said that. I'm like, wow, he's legitimately, he loves, it sounds like he loves his house, but fans found out where he lives and he's got to sell it.
Poorly because of the loss.
It's Igor Layeranos.
The loss,
the NFC championship loss. That's reportedly why people found out because of that.
People are idiots sometimes. Okay.
All
there's
right.
Nowhere to go with that.
So,
back to the voodoo.
No, hold on.
The voodoo that you do.
I want to do this. Like, okay. I do want to add a piece of audio to what we're talking about. Because, look, I don't want to kill the vibes. First of all, it was a big moment that Kenny stopped being... What's wrong?
Normally when people preface it, I don't want to kill the vibes, but I'm about to kill the vibes.
But there was one thing that I got highly annoyed at, and I would caution you. You got to consider the source. I mean, this dude is the CEO of the Kool-Aid factory, so let's just take it easy.
You're not a big fan of the McRib?
Okay, can we just stay focused for a minute? The backdrop to what we're doing is, last night was more voodoo. Royals had a base runner every inning. Doesn't matter. Our strand rate is pristine. Base low to one out. Watch this. One pitch. We're out of that jam. Can't hit for bleep last night. Doesn't matter. Balk, broken bat, single. Game over. The Tigers' voodoo is so strong. I don't want to hear from Fangraphs anymore. Fangraphs telling you, the fan, you got a 20% shot of making the playoffs. They can blow it out their ass. We've come up with the Rico graph. I am telling you that as we sit here today on Wednesday, September 18th, 51% you're getting in the playoffs. And Kenny decided to stop shopping at the cat section of the pet store and join us. And now Kenny's all in. Rico is all in. We agree. It's a coin flip, but I think it's 51% you're doing this. David is the lone holdout. But I wanted to play something for you because respect to the morning show. Interesting audio. They had Jason Benetti on today. And again, let's be careful now. I mean, basically him and Scott Harris are on a tandem bike together. So let's cool out. But Cookies asked the question. So the Coors here, we're going to be spending, right? Take a listen to this and tell me out there in listener land, if you're not going chair drop on the highways and byways when you listen to just hit the button.
I just don't know where you put free agents offensively. You know what I mean? Like, I know there are probably a couple spots you guys are thinking of, but I just think with all the young talent that's here, if you believe even that this isn't sustainable winning, you know, 24 out of 34, and, you know, is it for anybody? But I do think, like, there's a lot of value in understanding that these young guys, the plan is for them to only get better. So I just don't know where you fit in a bunch of free agents.
Yeah, you're right. How would I ever replace Torque with Christian Walker? How would I ever replace Bob Sweeney with Willie Adames? How would I ever dare go make a trade? You're right. You know what? If I had a real owner, Jason, how would I ever fit Juan Soto here if I bribed him with $700 million? How would I ever, Jason? Oh, where would I put them?
Funny thing was, when we talked about it this morning, everybody said a different position. Like, you mean first base? You mean shortstop? You mean third base? You mean catcher? It's like, everybody just threw out positions.
And I love how bringing in one signature free agent all of a sudden upsets the apple cart. Oh, tell your friends. Oh, the young kids are out. I'm sorry. Like, I'm in a good mood. Dude, I just felt my foot going down on the accelerator with every syllable that left his face.
I feel you. It's why yesterday I was not allowing any talk about in the winter meetings. No, I know. Because it was just only going to upset me the way you are right now.
If this run seduces them into not spending, it is just like, we can win the Central next year, get good players, do baseball things. No one's saying do what the Rangers did 2 years ago and spend $500 million. I made a joke about Soto because Cookies actually believes it. I don't think Soto would ever take your money, just like I didn't think Ohtani would take Toronto's. But get in the mix.
Right there.
My Yankees don't have him signed yet. See if the guy likes deep dish pizza.
Right there.
Figure it out.
I remember last year, you laughed at me. I'm like, if I'm the Tigers,
I would Ohtani. Knock down the spirit of Detroit and build the spirit of Soto.
You give it a chance. But it was only going to frustrate me, and it still is, because I don't think they're ready to spend. So we're just going to focus on the Rico draft.
I would just say consider the source.
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because that's a company line right there.
No, but see,
company man.
No, but that's why.
Yeah, did you just say you don't want to kill the vibes?
Okay.
Don't kill the vibes.
Okay.
But was the quote from Scott Harris not once these prospects are developed and playing major league time, then we're going to spend in free agency?
No, it was once the core is here.
Once the core is here, we're going to spend. The core is here. We have Parker Meadows. We have Riley Green. They're here right now. But, you know, we're not going to spend.
You shut your mouth.
Soto.
Shut.
I would like to take this time to say I told everybody so.
No,
I told everybody here
no.
That's what was going to happen.
Kenny, a day ago, you were afraid to engage in a playoff chase.
Right. And I said, once they finally get here, we're not going to spend. That's going to be the same thing.
Stop.
That's what I believe.
Do not put that out there.
That's what I believe.
Oh, God, please. I don't want to be a small market team.
Guess where we are? It's not a small market, but we're acting like it.
It's the play-by-play guy. Just relax.
Company line.
That's my point. Let it play out. That was my best, John.
That was really good. I thought that was a drop.
I tried to really get the cadence down. Rico, full reviews.
I don't want to say anything.
No, just don't.
No. That's why I'm just, you get the thumbs up.
Thank you.
I know it's radio, so I gave Mike the thumbs up.
So look, are you just, if you don't believe they're going to make it or you're not into the Tiger run, what's it going to take? Because the voodoo is real. Every break goes their way. Every pitcher out of the pen is Dennis Eckersley. Every moment that it feels like it's going to go wrong, it goes oh so right. Like bases loaded, one out, and you're out of it in one pitch. That happens like once a season. This team plays one-run games every day. They win all of them. They play more extra innings than anybody. They seemingly win all of those. They have pitchers who no one knows who these people are. I mean, Bo Brisky looked like Mariano Rivera. So my point is, why try to figure it out? You just go. Playing good for a minute is one thing. But when you have 6 weeks of sustainability, do you realize over 6 weeks, Rico, you could Well, I said this to you in the first hour, so I apologize. People, I said to Rico, you could do a fantasy draft and build a bullpen. It wouldn't have the numbers the Tiger bullpen has over the last 6 weeks.
No.
So just accept it that it's real. No. The voodoo's here. It's happening. 51%, I think they're getting it.
Yeah, you could be the all-star manager.
Fangraphs says 20%. The Rico graph says 51. I want to know if you buy it.
I believe my eyes. I believe they catch all the breaks. And they believe in themselves. And that means something. It's not something tangible that can go into statistics. But you see it with your own eyes that this team just knows every night somebody's going to rise up and be the hero. And the thing is, the beauty of it, they don't try to be the hero. They just know that somebody will be the hero. It may be you or one of your teammates, but it's going to get done. I don't see them out there trying to do too much. That's why this is sustainable for right now. Ride the wave. Makes no sense. Doesn't have to make sense. Why? You'll be watching your team play in the playoffs. Because Minnesota, the exact opposite. They don't believe in themselves. As soon as things start getting close, they start gripping. And the next thing you know, they're going to keep losing games. And you're going to keep winning.
David Ticket Text, what do you got, brother?
When has Chris Illich ever shown a desire to...
No, not today. I played the audio because I wanted to cross-promote the mornings. They deserve it. And I just wanted to voice my displeasure momentarily. We're not going to do this for 4 hours. Do not put that out in the universe, or I'm taking your blood necklace back.
What's your favorite cookie?
Pretty sure that was Jason Benetti channeling his inner Scott Harris. I wouldn't be surprised at all if they don't spin anything.
Like I said, tandem bike.
Baseball Reference uses the last 100 games, and it has the Tigers at 31%.
51.
Higher than Fangraphs.
51%.
Aye, Lord.
The Fangraphs cannot calculate voodoo or the Twins being clowns. 51.
Tigers are a must-watch for me. Every single at-bat pitch counts. I believe they can get in, and this team is so young and dumb, so why not?
Right. It's the space. You know, Rico and I, I said 10%, you said a little bit more. There's a space in sports where things don't make sense. Yeah. So you just go with it.
Yeah.
They are never going to spin as long as Scott Harris is there.
No. Don't do this today.
Counselor, you opened up the door.
Damn it. He's right.
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.